Today on Piano Jazz, Marian McPartland's guest is pianist-composer Hilton Ruiz in a program which originally aired in 1988. He was 54 years old when he passed away in 2006. Ruiz was skilled in various musical styles, from bebop to classical to Afro-Cuban jazz. A child prodigy, he played Carnegie Hall at the age of 8 and went on to study with Mary Lou Williams and Rahsaan Roland Kirk. And he played with other greats, such as Frank Foster, Freddie Hubbard, Joe Henderson, and Joe Newman. Now, Marian welcomes Hilton Ruiz to Piano Jazz.
It's great to have you here, Hilton.
My pleasure to be here.
And you've got all kinds of good things happening, a new record, or two maybe, two new records. And one of them is the one called Something Grand is getting a lot of grand airplay.
Yes, it is. It's doing very well.
Why don't you play us something from that album so we can hear what you're into?
Okay, I'd be glad to.
Terrific. That's really a nice piece. That's one of yours. And, of course, what I like is hearing those Latin rhythms. Now, where are you from? Where's your family from originally? Puerto Rico?
My family is originally from Puerto Rico, yes.
But you were born here.
I was born in Manhattan.
And you've been around for quite a few years, and your credentials are great. Like all these people, different people that you've played with. Who are some of the illustrious names that you've played piano for?
Rahsaan Roland Kirk.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, that must have been quite a challenge.
It was a challenge, and it was also a great education.
Who else? Freddie Hubbard?
Yes, Freddie Hubbard and Jackie McLean, George Coleman, Marion Brown, Rashid Ali, many, many people. Clark Terry. Yeah.
Now, that must have been fun. Clark Terry is a nice guy to work with, isn't he?
Yes, he's beautiful to work for. He's a strict disciplinarian, and he's also a fabulous, fabulous virtuoso on his instrument. I mean, it's a marvel to watch him play night after night and just play at that high level of consistency, you know, night after night. You know.
Yeah, I bet that makes everybody feel like playing.
Oh, you better play.
You better play or else.
Better well, play
that
and
goes,
pray.
That goes for us, too. Well, you better play another number.
Or do both,
Hilton.
Actually, yeah.
How about, I don't know, what's this? This is a tune by Jimmy Heath that you got set up here?
Yeah, it's a tune I like very much, and it's called Gemini.
You've been around listening in clubs for quite a few years. I mean, before you got started playing, didn't you?
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Slugs and
Slugs.
Oh, East Village Inn. And,
well, did you ever go to the Five Spot?
I played at the Five Spot with Mingus for a week or two at the absence of Don Pullum.
Oh, that must have been quite a thrill playing with him.
It was a great, great thrill, and the music was just so well written and so well organized, and he was such a great, great leader.
Well, out of all the people, different people you've worked with, I mean, who would you say was the most influential in your life to give you something to carry on ahead?
Definitely Rahsaan Roland Kirk.
High ideals. Terrific. Well, I tell you, I've got some pretty high ideals for this next tune, especially since it's one I don't play very often. You're going to have to practically teach this to me. If I Were a Bell, it's a good song. Miles used to play that all the time, didn't he? In fact, I think that's where I first heard it. But let's see if we can come up with a little duet version of this.
Okay.
It's funny how you shy away from certain tunes. I've always shied away from that tune, and I don't know why. And today I just thought, well, I'll bite the bullet and play the tune.
Oh, good.
then probably I'll keep it in the repertoire from now on, because I'm probably the only person that doesn't play it. Everybody else does. And If I Were a Bell, it's such a good tune, and it's really nice to improvise on. I think we ought to have a go at another duet.
Okay,
and
why not?
This is going to be easy to it's easy to remember.
Okay.
All right, you're the guest, so you start out the tune. You can pick the key, but I know it's going to be an E flat. So tell me about your time with Mary Lou Williams. Wasn't that an interesting period for you, studying with her?
Yes, it was. I'll tell you how I met Mary Lou. It was a pianist by the name of Mark Diamond. Mark told me, listen, if you want, I was looking for someone to study with piano. I wanted to know how to play jazz.
You must have been just a teenager at the time.
Yeah, I was about 18 years old.
Yeah.
And he gave me a card, and it said Mary Lou Williams with her phone number.
Yeah.
So I called her, and I went by her house, and I played for her, and she was gracious enough to accept me as a student. And on occasion, I got a chance to do some copying for her, and I was able to be with her when she was composing. And we were just really good friends.
She was quite strict, wasn't she?
Strict?
Yeah, or stern, or...
No, she wasn't strict. She was lovely. She was a disciplined person, and
that's what I meant, really.
She believed in feeling. You know, feeling. You know, the most important thing. The lesson that she tried to teach me, I would guess, besides all the wonderful practical lessons that I learned from her, was to try to put as much feeling into what you're doing as you can.
Well, that's true. But what else? You say practical things. What else did she show you?
Well, she showed me how to play my first chords, you know, first, how would you say?
Voicings?
Yes, voicings, yeah.
I notice on one of your numbers on the record, I think it's called Four West or something like that.
Yeah, Four West. Yeah.
Four West. And in there's some very, what I would call, dark chords.
Yeah, right.
Dark chords.
Somebody else said that too. You know who said that? Freddie Waits.
Really? Freddie Waits, the drummer.
Yeah,
wonderful drummer.
He said, that's a real dark harmony there. I said, yeah.
But it's funny because it reminded me of Mary Lou. She used to play those too. And I mean, I couldn't possibly call a chord, but they were those real... real dark chords, and I thought, boy, she's some of those,
major seventh and flat five.
But it was voiced; it had a lot of more notes in it. You know, the other instruments were playing it too, I think. But anyway, maybe you could play one of Mary's tunes.
Okay. Well, this is a piece that was written by Herbie Nichols, and he wrote it for Mary Lou, and it's entitled "Mary's Waltz."
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to do my best to interpret it for you.
Great.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.